Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. This is episode number 28, and I'm your host, Jamie Osborne. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast dedicated to the best and independent contemporary instrumental new age electroacoustic fusion. You can call it lots of things. One thing you certainly can't call it is rare or non-prolific. Boy, these artists put out quite a lot of music, and it's my pleasure to bring you this podcast. Twice weekly basis. It doesn't always work out that way. I appreciate your tolerance putting up with the delay in episode 28. Been on the road somewhat, so that's the delay. But I'll make it up to you pretty quick. I'll try and turn around episode 29 here in the next couple of days as well. On episode 28, some great music as we revisit a few of the new CDs that are in the library, but just making some waves with great, great music. We'll have another improvisation for peace, another beautiful piece of piano from Lewis Landon. We've got a debut on the program, new music from William Sussman, a soundtrack to a movie called Fate of the Lapa, and that'll make its debut on episode 5 tonight. But we start with three good old favorites, some great music from Stephen Pepos, following that with a favorite track of mine from Jillian Golden's new CD, Origins, and the title track to my friend Heath Vircher's Soulfire. Just great music in the library right now. So sit back and enjoy this next 30 minutes or so as we look at the next best wave in contemporary instrumental music, and we started out with Stephen Pepos' new CD, Vertigo, and from that CD, here comes Chasing the Sun on the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. Enjoy it. thing you certainly can't deny about this music is its diversity, and that certainly showcased in episode 28. Hope you enjoyed this Audiosyncrasy podcast, episode 28, recorded on July 13th, 2008. We began with music from Stephen Pepos, a CD that my little radio program had the world premiere of back in just the final week of the year last year. Stephen Pepos, Vertigo. Great, great CD from him. I've got word that his new one is on the way, and I just can't wait to share that one with both you and my radio audience. Stephen Pepos, a great supporter of this music, but also podcasting in general as well. Chasing the Sun started episode 28. Find Stephen at Stephen Pepos, P-H-E-N is how he spells Stephen, P-E-P-P-O-S.com. Also on MySpace at myspace.com/Stephen Pepos, and check out Vertigo while you're there. After Stephen, a little bit of Jillian Golden, my favorite track from her Origin CD, just a luscious debut from the singer. Beautiful stuff from Jillian Golden. Find her at JillianGolden.com and MySpace.com/JillianSong. Breathe and Dive was the name of the second track you heard from her CD Origins. In the middle, some luscious, almost filmic music. The title track to my friend Heath Vercher's new CD, Soulfire. His fourth CD in the library, and my friends, it's his best work yet. I've told him that. I don't know if he believes me when I say that, but it's certainly great stuff from Heath Vercher. Soulfire, the new CD from the young men. HeathVercher.com and MySpace.com/HeathVercher. The fourth track you heard, a little bit of Lewis Landon. He's been doing a great series. It's called Improvisations for Peace. A lot of people talk it, but Lewis walks the walk. Every day from now until the time our troops are out of harm's way, Lewis vows that he will release an improvisation for peace. He releases them for free on his MySpace page. The one you heard fourth on this episode was number 30, recorded on July 4th, 2008. I thought that being an appropriate release, besides being a beautiful track as well. Find more information on Lewis's music at lewislandon.com, and you can find those improvisations for peace at myspace.com/lewislandon2, and the downloads are only available for a short time, and he'll go back and repeat them every 5 episodes or so. So you do have a chance to keep your collection pretty up to date, but these CDs, or these tracks I should say, from Lewis, pretty cool stuff. And finally, a debut on the podcast from William Sussman, S-U-S-M-A-N, and the soundtrack to the film Fate of the Lapa, L-H-A-P-A. Beautiful music from William Sussman featuring the cello of former Kronos Quartet cellist Joan Jean Renault. And though you didn't hear it on that track called The Future, you heard the main theme, but you didn't hear so much of Sering Wangmo's beautiful Tibetan vocals on there as well. Find out more information on Fate of the Lapa at William Sussman's MySpace page at myspace.com/William Sussman. Well, that's going to bring episode 28 to a close. Hope you have certainly enjoyed it. This is music I like to call music for intelligent adults, or music for eclectic sensibilities. I've been having a hard time finding a way to describe it. It's such great stuff. But anyway, I thank you for downloading it. All music that you hear on the Audiosyncrasy podcast is played with the express written permission of the artists, including this theme of the podcast and the radio program, called Prelude to the Dance from David Lanz and his Skyline Fire Dance CD. Find David at davidlanz.com. The break music, by the way, comes from Soundition. You can find them at soundition.com. The track was called Myrtle. For more information on the Audiosyncrasy podcast, you can download us or find us on the web at radio.jameyo.com. And in that page, you'll find an episode listing on the upper right that will take you to a list by list of each of the episodes heard on the Audiosyncrasy podcast, as well as links to listen to most of them. You can find this playlist also posted at newagereporter.com, and we have started reporting the podcast spins to the New Age Reporter list. So if you're an artist interested in having your music heard, give me a shout out on the email contact information there at The New Age Reporter, and I'd be happy to add your music to the podcast playlist as well. For the program, you can find out more information at myspace.com/AUDIOSYN. You can listen to this podcast there. In fact, many of you may be listening to it already on that page. You can also listen to the radio program that inspires this show at that same page. Down above my friends list is a very small and adorned little flash player, and that flash player lets you listen to last week's full-length 61-minute episode of the Audio Secrecy radio program, heard only on KTEP El Paso. And until episode 29, I will catch you later. I'm Jamie Osborne. Thank you for listening.